From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Vice President Joe Biden said today the United States is prepared to hold direct talks with Iran on its nuclear program if that country shows it's serious about such negotiations. Biden spoke in Munich, where he's attending an international conference on security. The five men accused in the brutal gang rape of a young woman in New Delhi, who subsequently died from injuries in the attack, have pleaded not guilty in a special court set up to expedite the case. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The five men are charged with a range of offenses, including criminal conspiracy, gang rape, kidnapping, and murder. The accused now face a judge trial, which is set to begin Tuesday. The maximum penalty under the charges they face is death. Police say that the young victim who died and her male companion had been attacked with an iron rod and that she had been gang raped. The assault provoked national outrage and calls to overhaul the laws regarding sex crimes. The cabinet approved an ordinance Friday that includes the death penalty for grave sex offenses. But women's groups say it fails to bar those charged with sexual assault from seeking office or bring the armed forces charged with sex crimes under Indian criminal law. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
In an interview with NPR, outgoing Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says while there may be some reluctance, he expects the military will allow women to serve in ground combat posts, much like firefighters and police have accepted women into their ranks. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Panetta has scrapped the so-called ground combat exclusion policy, a move that could open up as many as 250,000 jobs to women. But the Marine Corps Commandant, General James Amos, says some jobs might be closed to women if too few can meet the standards. That didn't sit well with Panetta.
I think getting rid of the barrier makes it a little tougher for them to come back and ask for exceptions. I don't think it's going to be that easy to do if you want to know the truth.
Panetta said it's important that the military maintain tough standards. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
A hostage situation is in its fifth day in rural Alabama, where negotiations continue to try and free a five-year-old boy being held in an underground bunker. From member station WBHM, Dan Carson reports authorities say they've been in constant contact with the suspect about the safety of the boy.
They found out that there is an electric heater and some blankets down in the bunker where Jimmy Lee Dykes is holding the five-year-old boy. And the sheriff will thank the suspect. That might be a negotiating tactic to thank the suspect because the suspect has allowed authorities to pass medication and coloring books down through the PVC pipe that they're using to communicate down to the boy.
Dan Carson reporting from Midland City, Alabama. The boy had been taken from a school bus Tuesday. The bus driver was shot dead during the kidnapping. This is NPR News. Federal mediators say they've worked out a tentative agreement between longshoremen and the operators of 15 ports along the East Coast. George Cohen, head of the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, says the proposed new contract must be ratified by both parties, but port operations will continue during that process. He did not provide any details of the deal. Both sides have been in intense negotiations since the previous contract ended in September. A former first dog has died. George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, issued a statement announcing the passing of their 12-year-old Scottish Terrier, Barney. NPR's Julie Rovner says the cause was reported as lymphoma.
The former president said Barney was a, quote, fierce armadillo hunter whose favorite activity at Camp David was chasing golf balls on the chipping green. Around the White House, he was best known for his annual stint as host of Barney Cam, trotting through the rooms decorated for the holidays with a camera strapped to his head. The dog was the star of several videos made by the White House. He was also known to nip the occasional visitor, although he was mostly well-behaved. According to the Dallas News, Barney is survived by the family's other Scottish Terrier, Miss Beasley, and Bob the cat. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
It's Groundhog Day, and Punxsutawney Phil reportedly did not see his shadow today, meaning spring is on its way. But the Pennsylvania rodent has competition. There are two groundhogs in New York, and they disagree. Malvern Mill of Long Island did see his shadow, meaning another 6 weeks of winter. But Staten Island Chuck agreed with his Pennsylvania counterpart. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.